Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Someone we can get for a guest star.
We're a great entertainment committee. Four meetings and nothing.
We better get somebody quick. It's only 2 weeks before our senior prom.
Someone this weekend. On Monday, we'll have to tell Mrs. Robbins that we bombed out.
Marcia, guess who's here?
Jim, we're in the middle of a very important meeting.
What's more important than Davy Jones? He's here.
I don't care who's here. We're in...
Davy Jones! He's here in this house?
No, he's here in town. See?
Let me see. Davy Jones, teenage rock idol, arrived this morning for personal appearances.
Oh, wow. You know, I gotta get to see him.
Davy Jones. I gotta tell Cindy. Wouldn't that be something?
What?
To get him to entertain at our prom.
Davy Jones? You're kidding.
Well, why just Davy Jones? How about the Beatles, the Fifth Dimension, and the Carpenters, too?
Before you start making jokes, just take a look at this. Go ahead, read it.
Miss Marcia Brady, president of the Davy Jones Fan Club. Dear Marcia, I want to thank you for your interest in my career.
Let me show you. If I'm ever in your city, I'll be happy to show you my appreciation any way I can. With best wishes, I am your friend always, Davy Jones.
Well, it's probably just one of those form letters that his publicity guy sends out.
It is not. It's handwritten. Besides, he wouldn't say, if I'm ever in your town, I'll be happy to show you my appreciation, if he didn't really mean it.
Well, that's right, Doreen.
I still say it's publicity stuff.
Davy Jones is not the kind of person to lie. If I asked him to entertain at our prom, I'm sure he would.
Well, maybe he would.
Oh, come on, don't be silly. She's just bluffing.
Bluffing? I'll show you who's bluffing. I'll go right over to his hotel and ask him.
You really think you can get him?
If I say I'll get him, I'll get him.
Are Jane and Sandy still grumbling?
Well, they've gone from kind of a low grumble to a kind of a high grouch. They really wanted to see Davy Jones.
Well, I know, but I just didn't think that Marcia would appreciate their tagging along.
I'll bet he would have liked it. They sure are fans of his.
Yeah, from the reaction around here, he's the hottest thing since pepperoni pizza.
Okay, who doesn't want me to know the ball score?
Which one of you is Jack the Ripper?
I think Marcia cut out something that was on the other side of the sports page, Mr. Brady.
Honey, now, I want you to be calm. Don't get too excited, but Davy Jones is in town.
No, not the Davy Jones. Kids.
Never mind. We had our idols, too, when we were kids.
Yeah. I remember when I found out Frank Sinatra got married. I wore black bobby socks for a month.
Hey, did you hear about Davy Jones? Isn't it great?
What about him?
He's in town. He's gonna sing at Marcia's school prom.
In person.
Oh, big deal.
Yeah, what's so special about Davy Jones?
Yeah, all he does is bang on a guitar and yell his head off.
Yeah, anybody could do that.
Anybody? There are over 2,000 Davy Jones fan clubs.
Yeah!
How many Peter Brady fan clubs are there?
I don't know. I haven't counted them lately.
Well, it doesn't take long to count to zero.
You're just jealous.
Jealous? Of what?
I'm wild about you, baby! Wild about you, baby!
Boys.
Wild!
Hey, Davy, baby, don't break your geese!
Oh!
you'll never guess who Marcia Brady's getting to entertain at our prom. Hold on to your skull. Davy Jones!
Yes, Katie, I said Davy Jones. Well, I didn't believe it myself at first, but Marcia's gone right down there to meet him. Boy, our prom is gonna be out of sight. Pass the word, okay?
Hi.
Hi, Annie.
Sorry about that, Dad.
Well, that's all right. How'd you make out with Davy Jones?
Were your knees shaking when you met him?
My knees didn't get anywhere near Davy Jones.
Wasn't he at the hotel?
He sure was. And so were 1,000 other kids. It was so jammed I couldn't even get inside the lobby.
I guess every kid in town is trying to see him.
Well, why didn't you try phoning him?
I did. It cost me 30 cents just to hear the hotel operator say, all of Mr. Jones' lines are still busy.
Well, honey, if you can't see him and you can't talk to him, I don't know how you're going to get in touch with him.
I don't either.
Well, you did the best you could, Marcia. That's all anybody can do.
I guess so. Well, there's still time to get someone else for the prom. At least there's no harm done.
Oh, Marcia, this is fantastic. It'll be the best prom ever.
I never thought you could do it. Well, how was he in person, Marcia? Is he as neat as he looks?
Oh, I could die when I think of it.
Oh, my God.
We're all so proud of you.
Good morning, Miss Robbins.
Oh, I've never seen the students so excited.
You've done a magnificent job for the entertainment committee.
Well, I really haven't done anything, Miss Robbins.
Oh, no. Don't be modest, dear. The minute I heard, I got the art department right to work on that banner.
Miss Robbins, could I please talk to you a minute in private?
Why, of course.
Mrs. Robbins, I didn't expect all this. I haven't even talked to Davy Jones yet.
Well, now, that's no problem. I'm sure as soon as you do see him, you'll arrange it. The children tell me you're very good friends with Davy Jones. Oh, first class bell, dear. Mustn't be late.
Telegram to Davy Jones.
A telegram?
Yeah. I'm getting desperate after what happened at school today. This may be the only way I can reach him.
That's a good idea.
How does this sound? Dear Mr. Jones, I hope you remember me, Marcia Brady, the president of your local fan club.
I'll tell you how it sounds.
How?
It sounds dull.
That's what I was afraid of.
Hi, Marcia.
Oh, maybe you can help me, Greg.
What's going on?
Well, I'm writing a telegram to Davy Jones and it sounds dull.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. Dear Mr. Jones, I hope you remember me, Marcia Brady, the president of your local fan club.
It sounds dull. You gotta catch his attention first.
That sounds logical.
Sure, start by buttering him up. Take it down like this. To Davy Jones, star of stage, screen, radio, television, and jukeboxes. You are the grooviest, the greatest, the most right honest person that...
I think that's a little too much.
Nah, you gotta lay it on thick. I'd love to get a telegram like that.
You would. There's gotta be a better way to catch Davy Jones' attention.
Hey, I've got it!
What?
Take this down. Davy Jones. Dear sir, you have just won a $10 million sweepstakes. For information, call Marcia Brady at...
What's that got to do with singing at the prom?
Nothing. But it'd sure get his attention.
Thanks for all your help, you guys, but just let me work it out by myself, okay?
Okay.
A $10 million sweepstakes.
$20 million?
Yes. I'd like to send a telegram, please. To Davy Jones at the Royal Towers Hotel. Good luck. And this is very important. I want this telegram to be delivered to him personally. But you have to. Please? No. Forget it. They won't deliver it to him personally. They won't even guarantee that he'll see it.
Why not?
Because he already has 600 telegrams waiting for him. They're keeping them all at the hotel desk.
I mean, I know you're in no mood for a lecture, but you really should never promise anything until you're sure you can deliver.
I know that now.
Well, look, there must be some way to get in touch with that untouchable young man.
If there is, I can't think of it.
Marcia, Davy Jones is on TV!
On the Hank Coleman Show! It just came on!
Dad, the Hank Coleman Show goes on for 30 minutes.
Yeah, so?
Well, if I could get down to the TV station right away, maybe I could ask Davy Jones about the prom.
Hey, you just got yourself a run. Oh, come on.
Good.
We'll be back in a bit.
Okay. Bye. Bye, honey.
Excuse me. Is the Hank Coleman Show still on?
Yes, sir. It still has a few minutes to go.
Oh, great.
Do you mind if my daughter and I wait until the show's over? She would like to meet Mr. Coleman's guest star.
I'm president of his fan club.
The head of the Department of Sanitation has a fan club?
The Department of Sanitation?
That's who Hank Coleman's guest is today.
No, it's Davy Jones. I just saw the start of the show at home.
Oh, that was done yesterday. Mr. Coleman tapes his shows one day in advance.
No.
I'm afraid you're 24 hours late for Davy Jones, miss.
Well, honey, we'll just have to try to think of something else. When's the prom?
In a week, Dad.
Yeah, Brad. Well, look, I just thought since your brother plays golf with a hotel manager, it might be worth a chance asking. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, okay, Brad. Yeah, thanks a lot.
What did he say, Dad?
He says if I can find a way to get to Davy Jones, let him know, because he's got a teenage daughter who's dying to meet him, too.
Isn't there someone else we can call?
Honey, your father and I've done everything we can think of. Except...
What?
No, it's just too crazy.
What, Mom?
Yeah, come on, what?
Well, it really is crazy. But why couldn't we check into the Royal Towers this weekend? At least Marcia would be in the same hotel as Davy Jones.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I told you.
I know, because I called and they're already booked.
What am I going to do?
Marcia, I think you're at the end of the line. I think you're going to have to tell your teacher that you just couldn't get him.
Dad, do you realize what you're asking?
Well, you have a responsibility to other people.
Honey, you have to give the school a chance to find someone else to entertain at the prom.
Well, I've still got this weekend. Maybe something will happen.
Well, I hope so. But if not, you have to tell your teacher on Monday.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Marcia.
Me too, honey.
When the whole school hears I bombed out, they'll all hate me.
Not everybody, Marcia. Your real friends will stick by you.
After Monday, I won't have any friends. I might as well quit school or move away or something.
There's gotta be some angle we've missed.
Well, if there is, we better find it quick.
Why don't you and the other kids put your heads together and think? I'll put my heads together, too.
At least it's worth a try, Peter.
Anything is.
Yeah, Marcia's desperate. Okay, you guys stand back and make a little noise like there's a crowd in the room. Here goes.
Royal Towers Hotel.
I can't hear. Davy Jones' room, please.
Mr. Jones' lines are busy, and there are many calls waiting.
Tell him it's an old buddy of his. He'll take the call right now.
Who's calling, please?
Pete Brady. I manage one of his favorite rock groups. Davy Baby said the call the minute we made the scene in town.
What's the name of the group?
The Three Desperados.
I'm sorry, I've never heard of the Three Desperados.
Oh, we're a big group. We're over here rehearsing right now. Sing something.
Sing what?
Anything. Anything you know the words to. Listen to this, operator.
My country, tonight, we land of liberty.
Operator? Hello? Operator?
Did she hear us?
She heard you.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah, I'll tell Marcia. It might just work. Okay, bye.
Hi, Alice.
Greg, Sam just had the wildest idea.
Congratulations, he finally proposed.
Well, no, it's not that wild. He delivers meat to the Royal Towers, and the chef is a personal friend of his.
So?
So that might just get Marcia in to see Davy Jones, even though his idea is a little far out.
Listen, nothing's too far out for Marcia right now.
Yeah, listen, his idea is the one way to get him.
Who is it?
Bus boy.
Come in.
You sure I look all right?
Just watch your voice, will you? You're supposed to be a boy.
Oh, yes.
That's better. We've come to get the breakfast dishes.
Okay.
We're certainly happy to be of service to you.
You're our favorite singing star.
Of all time.
I've got every record you ever made.
Yeah, and he plays them all the time.
I'm even president of your fan club.
I'm sorry, kids.
You're not Davy Jones.
I'm his manager. David left a few minutes ago.
Could you tell us when he'll be back, sir?
Oh, who knows? He's over at Atlas Records cutting an album. I've got to get down there myself.
Atlas Records.
Hey, what about the dishes?
Yeah. I'll get him. You change and get over there fast.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Greg.
Okay, Davy. What say we make one, huh?
What you've done to me. Me and my whole world. Girl, you brought the sun to me with your smile. You did it, girl. I'm telling you, girl, something unknown to me makes you what you are, and what you are is all I could ask for me, and it's good to feel that way, girl. Thank you, girl, for making the morning brighter, girl. I'm nicer, girl, making a better world for me. I'm telling you, girl, something unknown to me makes you what you are, and what you are is all that I want for me. It's good to feel that way, girl. Thank you, girl, for making the morning brighter, girl. For making the nighttime nicer, girl. For making a better world for me. Thank you, girl, for making the winter warmer, girl. For making the music softer, girl. For making making a better world for me. Thank you, girl, for making the morning brighter.
Sounded great, Davey. Great. Relax for a second and we'll play it back.
Girl,
you getting it in there?
Look what you've done to me.
Okay, signal if you... Who are you?
My home.
I just want to speak to Mr. Jones for a minute.
Miss, we're making a recording here.
Oh, well, I'll wait until he's finished. I won't even make sound.
Sorry, but no one is allowed in the studio while we're recording.
Please, I've just got to see him. I'm president of his Fillmore Junior High fan club.
That's great, but nobody attends recording sessions.
But I promised my whole school to sing at our prom. He's just got to, or I'll never be able to speak to my friends again.
Kid, you know how many schools want David to sing at their proms? There's just not enough days in the year.
But I wouldn't have promised the school if he hadn't written me a letter. To me personally, Marcia Brady. He said he'd be glad to help me if he's ever in town.
Tell you what, kid. You leave me your name and address, and I'll send you a copy of his latest album. Okay? Kids.
Mom, Dad?
Yes, honey?
I think I'll call Mrs. Robbins now.
I thought you were going to wait until Monday.
If I call now, she'll have more time to try to find someone else.
Oh, I'll get it.
Well, honey, you tried as hard as you could.
Didn't help much. Mrs. Robbins, this is Marcia Brady. Well, there's something important I have to tell you.
Marcia?
Mrs. Robbins, I have to call you back later. Bye. Hi.
Hi. That's the album my manager promised you.
Oh, thanks. But how did you ever...
Well, I heard what you said over the studio microphone.
Oh. Oh, this is my mom and this is my dad. I mean,
no, I'm a father.
You know
what
just meant.
Well, would you two excuse us?
Yeah, we were just going in the other room.
Is it all right if I sit down?
Oh, yes, sit down anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere.
You know, I'm sorry about the mess that you're in because of that letter I wrote to you.
Oh, no, it's my fault. I never should have promised I'd get you to sing at the prom.
Well, it's my fault, too. I promised you something in that letter. When is your prom?
Friday night.
Okay, Friday night it is.
Yay!
I didn't know we had an audience.
Those are my brothers and sisters. You'll really come to the prom?
Well, there is one little problem.
What?
Well, I don't have a date. Do you know a girl that would like to go with me?
Do I?
Well, how about the flip side?
What, cracking the sound barrier?
Rock groups are hot.
Peter says we'll get rich. Like loaded.
Here is a start.
Oh,
Okay, what do you want us to sing?
Anything, as long as you sing it in the next block, because I'm trying to get some work done, okay?
Well, a buck's a buck. Come on, you guys. Okay.
Thank you.